East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
Controversial businessman Vusimuzi Katumatlala has been moved from a CMAX prison in Gauteng to a correctional facility in KZN. The Department of Correctional Services has confirmed he was transferred over a week ago from Khosi Mamburu II Correctional Centre to Ebongweni Correctional Facility in Kokstad. Matlala is facing criminal charges including attempted murder, conspiracy to commit murder and money laundering. The department's Singabako Nxumalo says the transfer is a standard operational practice,
which is informed by a range of considerations, primarily security, safety, operational requirements and effective inmate management across the correctional system. It has to be stated as well that the transfer of an inmate does not prejudice their legal rights or access to services.
Nxumalo says due to security-related decisions, the department won't discuss, give interviews or comment further on the reasons behind the transfer. And Defence Minister Angie Motshekga is visiting the SANDF base in Mpumalanga following the drowning of two soldiers. They were swept away by floodwaters in the Nkomati River on Christmas Day after trying to cross a low-lying bridge. One body was recovered in Nkomati Port on Friday. Yesterday, remains were found of what's believed to be the second soldier, though DNA tests are yet to confirm the identity. Minister Motshekga says she met the soldiers more than a week ago.
When we were here on the 21st, we really had an opportunity to meet lots of different units. We were in good mood. We were Merry Christmas, because it was the Monday before the Christmas. And when this news broke down, broke out, I just knew it was very sad for them, because they were in really high spirits when we were here on Monday.
And further afield, executions in Iran doubled this year. The human rights activist news agency has reported that the country carried out nearly 2,000 executions in 2025. They were mostly linked to murder cases and drug offences. And finally, back home, an animal welfare group in Durban is urging pet owners to take extra care of their animals during New Year's celebrations. The Animal Anti-Cruelty League has warned that loud fireworks can cause severe stress, leaving pets panicked and at risk of running away or injuring themselves. The league's Bronwyn Albert is advising pet owners to make sure their animals are microchipped and have proper identification tags.
Create a safe place, quiet and cozy, and calm away from windows and sounds. Walk your dog early afternoon before any celebrations and feed your animals early. Keep indoors if possible, close windows and curtains. Distract them with toys, treats, and maybe switch your TV on a little bit louder. And ask your vet about calming meds. There were a couple of pharmacies for Diwali that were offering calming meds for free. So maybe just check and see if they're going to do the same thing for New Year.
Under Itigwini's bylaws, the use of fireworks are restricted between 11:45 tomorrow until 12:15 on the 1st of January. Those who don't comply face fines of up to 2,500 rand. The top story this hour, controversial businessman Vusimuzi Katumatlala has been moved from a CMAX prison in Gauteng to a correctional facility in KZN. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.